Welcome to Future Wealth's podcast. Today is January 31st, 2021. The topic is Wall Street bows to pump and dump schemes once again. U.S. stocks suffered their biggest one-day percentage drop in 3 months on Wednesday, followed by a modest bounce back on Thursday and then further sell-off on Friday. This is despite the central bank keeping overnight interest rates near zero and making no change to its monthly bond purchases, as was widely expected, and also pledged to keep the support intact until a full economic recovery is in place. In the meantime, shares of video game retailer GameStop and movie theater AMC more than doubled on Wednesday, continued a torrid run higher over the past week as amateur investors piled into the stocks, forcing short sellers such as Citron and Melvin to abandon their losing bets. The volatility in these companies has individual investors claiming victory over hedge funds, although there are sure to be several investors who lost their shirts along the way. Elsewhere, recent reports on U.S. economic activity came in better than expected, pointing to a tentative improvement in the economic landscape as investors await widespread vaccinations and business reopenings. Weekly unemployment claims dipped below 900,000 for the first time in 3 weeks, albeit remaining at historically elevated level. And on Friday, new data showed that personal income rose more than expected in December, while consumer spending ticked down less than feared. It's been a while since we had a wild ride on Wall Street, and this time around the reasons for the massive volatility are largely unfounded. Individual investors using social media such as Reddit to tout their stock picks is nothing new. Before the advent of social media, it used to be message boards. But getting the attention of the SEC and the Wall Street Journal, which published a story in its front page on Friday, is a rare occurrence. What is concerning is the demographic of these investors. These are typically painters, waitresses, high school teachers, taxi drivers, among others, who have claimed to have made thousands of dollars trading in these thinly traded, borderline bankrupt companies. This is wrong in many ways, not to mention being ill-advised for any investor without a sufficient bankroll. This phenomenon of pump-and-dump schemes is eventually a losing game. And once again, Wall Street has put investors into a test of the greater fool theory. As always, a few greedy ones cashed out, but there's going to be a plethora of people we're going to be licking their wounds when their dust settles. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next week.